Well, there's myself and at least 20, 25 other people.
These were all members of the Cutter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're all in the Fantail. I don't know how many other people saw it, but it's just people around there. And I looked up over Queen Anne, and there was a plane, one of the large jetliners, not the jumbo jet, but the next to it, and 727, yeah. I was making a slight turn to the right, really slight, like it was going to take a long time to make this arc. Anyway, I just noticed it all of a sudden, it seemed like it was there, was a shiny object near the tail, and I pointed it out to everybody, and they looked at it and said, well, maybe it's a refueling plane. And I said, no, because refueling planes are turbo prop jobs. And this other thing really had no dimension that I could see, except it was shiny. It was very, very small in comparison to the plane. And anyway, it followed the tail of this plane for a long time, like about 2-3 minutes. And then it traveled underneath the belly of the plane, and it flew up to the cockpit on the right side, near the nose, and it stayed there for another 45 seconds or so, and then it flew off into the clouds, and that was it. Well, there weren't any clouds, just flew off.
Just disappeared from sight.
Yeah.
Okay,
there was no clouds that day. It was, the sun was behind us, and there was no problem with visibility.
And you were in Elliott Bay or in the Sound?
We were, do you know where Pier 91 is?
Yes.
Okay, we were just pulling in between the two buildings.
Oh, okay. And you were right on, almost on the mainland there.
Mm-hmm. And it was really easy to see, and I asked her, what do you think it is? And this is, well, I kept saying it was probably a trainer or something like this, a small plane. I said, planes don't do that. And, it was funny, but of all the 25 guys that were there, no one seemed to want to admit that it could be a UFO or flying saucer.
But everyone there saw it?
Yeah.
Now, the object itself, how did it appear to you?
That's really hard to say because the sun was reflecting off of it.
Oh, I see.
The same was reflecting off the plane. Only the plane was big enough to where you had a, you know, an outline of it. I couldn't see who, if it was northwest orient or anything, because I couldn't see the tail. It was all reflecting light.
That was a 747?
Yeah,
okay.
Or 727, excuse me.
727, okay.
Yeah, and the little thing next to it was, had to be metallic because it was shining just the same as the plane was.
Did it have any definite shape that you could see?
No, and I wish I could have. We didn't have binoculars. We've got super powerful binoculars on the boat, and I thought of running up there, but we were at mooring stations, and I couldn't do that.
Yes.
So.
Could we get your name?
Okay, it's David. That's a question. Okay, on I was watching or listening to OK 102 and a half this morning, and this is, I called up and mentioned this, and the guy said he wanted me to report this thing.
Yes.
But was that you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you mentioned that the film that the astronauts had taken on the moon showed UFOs or UAOs taking off from the surface of the moon.
Right.
How come Japan got it and they, you know, the rest of the world knows about it, but they don't tell the American people?
That's a question we're trying to find out. We've sent letters to NASA trying to get a copy of this strip in as much as they got it over there. But we haven't heard a thing from them.
Have you got some time to talk?
Sure.
A little bit? Okay. The last 5 years, since 1970, I've been sailing around quite a bit. And before I came close to sighting any UAOs, I was not a skeptical. I believe there was, you know, other life on other planets. There just had to be. We can't be the only one. And but I'd never seen anything, and I never disbelieved it. I never believed it. But of all the times I've sailed around out in the ocean, I've only once seen what could be a UAO. And I was wondering, how come they aren't that common out? They're more, I mean, you'd think they'd be out where no one would see them, more or less.
More common at sea, you mean? Or everywhere?
Yeah, well, out in the wide blue ocean where there's no inhabitants, you know, they'd be free to come and go, and I haven't seen them. And I really looked.
I don't know, that's a real good question, because my son was in the Navy for 4 years and spent, probably 3 years of that at sea, and he didn't see anything either.
Yeah.
And, I would assume that they just don't find or that their purpose for being down at low altitude obviously has nothing to do with the, any business over the large bodies of water.
Yeah, because the one I saw them was over the Bering Sea. Well, it was way up, seemed to be up in the stars. But this thing took a 90-degree angle and went up towards Orion. That's the only thing I'd ever seen that was strange, but then there's no definite shape to it either, so far away.
Uh-huh.